Tape script 6.4.
It's time for Mad About Ads, the weekly program for those of you who are mad about ads. This week, Sonia looks at advertising that really is in your face, or should I say, on your body. Over to you, Sonia.
Thanks, Gary. Well, advertisements, love 'em or hate 'em, they are everywhere. It's been estimated that the average person is exposed to anything from about 250 to a whopping 3,000 different advertising messages every day. The traditional media of TV, radio, newspapers and magazines, and street advertising have been supplemented by mobile ads on tablets and smartphones. But there is growing evidence that the general public are becoming immune to more usual forms of advertising. A recent survey of smartphone users found that 50% of them don't even notice adverts on their phones, and as few as 7% actually buy something as a result of them. And nearly half of respondents in the survey didn't like having ads on any device at all. They found them annoying and distracting. So, in the face of this, some advertisers have been using what might be the ultimate mobile ad space, the human body. American entrepreneur Brandon Chikotsky really has been using his head. Totally bald, Chikotsky came up with the ingenious idea of converting bald patches into profit by using them as advertising space. He went on to set up baldlogo.com, which allows companies to have their logo temporarily tattooed onto the heads of guys without much hair. For just $320 a day, companies really can get a head start. Oh, sorry. Similar enterprise was shown by two British graduates who charged by the day to paint company logos on their face and forehead. Ross Harper and Ed Moyes raised £50,000 with this money-making scheme, enough money to pay off all their student debts. A marketing campaign in the UK for an online beauty product store, feelunique.com, also made use of temporary tattoos, but this time on people's eyelids. They paid 10 men and women to apply a tattoo with the company's web address and then to wink at strangers. Apparently, an eye-watering 6,000 people applied for the job, and the lucky 10 were paid just £100 to wink at people 1,000 times. And last but not least, an example from the home of ingenious advertising, Japan. There's been a growing popularity in body advertising with companies across Tokyo. This involves attaching an advert in the form of a sticker or transfer onto different parts of the body, with teenage boys usually their face and teenage girls their bare thighs. Now, I know advertisers have always used beautiful women to promote products, but this seems to me to be a step too far. Back to you, Gary.
Fascinating stuff, Sonia. Thank you. I agree with you. Putting a sticker on your face is one thing, but putting it on a girl's thigh is quite another. Do you agree with Sonia and me? Tell us what you think. Give us your thoughts and reactions on our website, which is...